Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. Friday, the 9th of August, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're right in the middle of summer. It's festival season with theater, murals, music, street parties, all kinds of stuff going on. We'll do what we can to keep you informed. And we'll have the usual call board. Plus, our own CITR brother, Russian Tim, has produced yet another compilation of his favorite local bands. It's called Punkoover No. 3. And we're going to hear some tracks from that today. It's Vancouver's award-eligible hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And let's get right into it. This is the first track off of Punkoover No. 3. It's The Greatest Sons. I know. Stop it. Start it again. There it is. There you go. That's, who the heck was that? I don't know. I've got it here. It's here. Really. Seriously. Oh, my goodness.
my goodness sake, just don't give me the information I need here. Oh, boy. You know who it was. Look for Punkhoover, number 3. It's the Greatest Sons. That's who that is. Oh, my goodness. I'm having one of those days again. Oh, dear. All right, let's get back to the show. The Reel to Reel Film Festival, which is a fun thing that happens every year. They do a thing during the summertime called the Summer Film Series. It's the Outdoor Summer Film Series, and it takes place on Granville Island at Ron Bassford Park. This year, they've expanded it to 3 weekends through the month of August. Starts next week, August 16th, and goes until the 30th, 9 p.m. every Friday night for the next 3 Fridays after the 16th. The first weekend on the 16th is featuring, oh my goodness, where is it? Let's start from the beginning again. Reel to Reel International Film Festival for Youth Free Outdoor Film Series is bigger this year with 3 screenings over 3 Friday nights, August 16th, 23rd, and 30th. The films are the Academy Award nominated animation Song of the Sea, program of local and Canadian shorts called Short Films from Coast to Coast to Coast, and the recent cinematic adaptation of the beloved children's tale Heidi, starring Hitler. Bruno Gantz, the guy who played Hitler in Downfall. Anyway, he passed away recently, and this is sort of his last big role. So it starts out next Friday with Song of the Sea. This is from Ireland, Luxembourg, Belgium, France, and Denmark, co-production, produced by Tom Moore. It's based on the Irish legend of the Selkies. Tells the story of Saoirse, the last sea child, and her brother Ben as they embark on an epic journey to unravel the secrets of their past. This was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2014. The following week, on the 23rd, a group of short Canadian films, Short Films from Coast to Coast to Coast, it's called. It showcases a cross-section of some of the boldest and brightest Canadian filmmakers. Award-winning works and daring new voices offer unique insights into what it means to care for one another, to be alive, and to recognize our sense of belonging. There's 9 short films altogether, including 3 local filmmakers. Tisha Deb Pillay's If You Fall, which won the Emily Carr University Media Award. Andy Alvarez's La Mariposa, The Butterfly, which won a Leo Award for Best Student Production. And hopefully, Andy will be here to talk about the film herself. And then a short film by Amanda Strong called Baidaban, which won the Best BC Short Award at the recent Vancouver International Film Festival. There's other films from across the country, including people like Frank Dion, actor Connor Jessup's Lyra Forest, Anne McGuire's Your Mother and I, starring Don McKellar, and Carmine Pierre Dufour's Mahalia Melts the Rain. So that's all happening in 2 weeks on Friday, August 23rd. And then they close out on the 30th with Heidi, a brand new production. Well, it was made in 2016, but it was pretty close to new, of the classic children's story of the young girl's relationship with her grandfather in the mountains of Switzerland. A great story and a beautiful production. And that's happening on Friday, August 30th. There are also free animation workshops that happen before the screenings from 6 to 9 p.m. That'll be in Performance Works, which is right next door to Ron Bassford Park. So you go to Performance Works at 6, take some workshops, and then go to the screening at 9 o'clock out in the park. They will take place rain or shine, which is great news for Vancouver in August, because we never know whether it's going to rain or shine in August. It's a free family-friendly event. Parking is available from 4 o'clock onward, and accessible washrooms are on site. If you want to find out more, the Reel to Reel Festival, it's R2R, and R is the letter, 2 is the number, R is the letter. R2RFestival.org. You can also look it up on Facebook. Reel to Reel's free outdoor summer series starts next week. All right, let's see if we can get some more music going here. Another tune from Punkhoover. This is I lost it. There it goes. Oh, I hit the wrong button again. This is ADTD. The There you go. ATD from Punkhoover number 3. Russian Tim's big old compilation of some of the best in new punk from Vancouver. Here's a coincidence. We're just talking about the outdoor movies at Ron Basford Park starting next week. This weekend is the closing weekend for Carousel Theater for Young People's performance of Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale at Ron Basford Park, behind for performance works at on Granville Island. That's what I was trying to say. This is an exuberant outdoor production staged by Carousel Theater's Teen Shakespeare program. Join us for a magical evening in Ron Basford Park, a fairy tale for the whole family. Excuse my burping. It runs for 90 minutes. Again, can't guarantee the weather, so make sure that you wrap up a little bit when you're going, because you never know. It could cool off after 9 o'clock. If you want to find out more, go to carouseltheater.ca or check out their Facebook page. We've got it shared on the old Dave Radio Facebook page here. Where is it? Right there. We'll just click on that. And as I speak, as you hear me right now, I'm actually sharing it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So just go there, look it up for the Winter's Tale. Two more shows, one tonight at 7:30, one tomorrow night at 7:30. And how much does it cost? Do I have the ticket price here? Why don't I click on Get Tickets and see what it tells me here? Click, click, click. Oh, they want you to log passwords and stuff like that. Never mind. Go to carousel.ca and they will tell you how much it costs and how much to enjoy it and all the rest of it. So that's Winter's Tale. Two more shows left at Ron Basford Park on Granville Island this weekend. Okay, what else we got here? Speaking of Winter's Tale, here's a seamless segue. Winter's Tale was the first play that was produced by Classic Chic Productions. Classic Chic Productions, or the Classic Chic Theater Society, is a theater company that's been around for about four or five years now. And it's an all-female cast that does classic theater. They do. They started out with Shakespeare. They've also done plays by David Mamet, and they did an amazing version of the story of the Godfather as if it was written by Shakespeare. It was called Corleone. It was amazing. Winter's Tale was the first show the first play that they did at the Pal Theater many years ago, and they're gearing up for their next event. Which they haven't announced yet, but they are doing some great fundraising. And over the summer, they're doing stand-up comedy and at Yuck Yucks on Cambie and 12th Avenue. And the next show is next week. It's next Sunday, August 18th at 8 o'clock. It only costs $20. It's a 19 and older kind of a show, but there's some great local comics are involved in this one. Our dear friend Bronwyn Smith will be hosting, and Lisa Ovias, Christina Wells Campbell, both people who have been on this show, as well as Leah Bach, Sally Gillis, Lena Manro, Kaylin Miles, and headliner is Gina Harms. who is someone that's been on Just for Laughs and the Comedy Waste Festival, and a member of the Gentlemen Hecklers at the Rio Theater. So this is all happening to raise money for Classic Chic Theater, so they can keep doing their great theater work. And it's comedy. I mean, you know, how can you lose going to a night of comedy? So it's Sunday night, August 18th at Yuck Yucks on Cambie and 12th Avenue. All right, more Russian punk rock from Russian Tim. This is Tim's own band, Russian Tim and the Pavel Bures.
From Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Good people of CITR land of Vancouver, of the lower mainland, not really. My name is Chris Sarific.
August 23rd at the Toast Collective. That's Friday.
Or, as I like to call it, the day that I find out how unbelievably unpopular my show is.
We've only just begun.
Come celebrate 20 years of the Parts Unknown show with Chris Horrific and special guests Garbage Dreams, Jerk Jails, and from Missoula, Montana, Wrinkles. It is also the release of Chris Horrific's new album, Treats. That's Friday, August 23rd at the Toast Collective.
That guy sounds a little bit like emo. Weird. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, it's going on actually right now until the end of the month. The second Coal Harbor Music Festival is happening in Coal Harbor. The PAL Studio Theater and Performing Arts Lodge, in collaboration with the Coal Harbor Residents Association, are pleased to present the second annual Coal Harbor Music Festival. The festival kicks off with special opening night twilight concert with the much-loved master of rhythms, Kelsio Macchio, which already happened, so never mind. Keep up, Dave. They have another stellar lineup, including epic performers of Sojourners, Tonya Aganaba, and Alfie Zappacosta, 90s pop, what do they call it, superstar, who actually appeared on this show once. Yes, he did. Now I'm starting to talk like Nardwar. Anyway, it's all taking place down in the Coal Harbor area, down by the Bay Shore and the PAL Studio Theater at the foot of Cordova Street. There are events that happen out in the park at Coal Harbor Park. And there's also things that happen upstairs in the PAL Studio Theater at 581 Cordova Street. You can go to eventbrite.com or palstudiotheater.com for more information about that. Things coming up this weekend. Let's see. It looks like it's just on Thursday nights for a while. Anyway, Anagram is playing next week. The big closing night on August 25th with, the big closing night is August 30th with Alfie Zappacosta. There we go. But there's also stuff happening all through that. So you want to find out more, go to palstudiotheater.com and find out more about the Coal Harbor Music Festival. The Vancouver Mural Festival is continuing until the end of the weekend. Goes all the way till tomorrow, I think. Tomorrow or Sunday. Let's see here. Yeah, there's a big event going on. The final event is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The Park Show. It's at Jonathan Rogers Park. And you can celebrate the Vancouver Mural Festival finale with an all-ages outdoor concert in the park by acclaimed New York singer-songwriter LP, with special guest electronic instrumentalist and award-winning Canadian Indigenous pop electronic artist Iskwe, plus local Vancouver legend My Gay Husband. I have to yell it because it's in full caps. My Gay Husband DJing throughout the show. So it's brought to you by Red Cat Records and Little Sisters Bookstore. That's where you can get the tickets. And you can watch out more. Go to VancouverMuralFest.com to find out more. And just tour through the Mount Pleasant area, because there's lots of stuff happening. There's also a street party tomorrow from noon until 7 o'clock. It says the 14 and plus blocks surrounding Main and Broadway. So there's no actual outline of exactly where it's going to be happening. But if you're going to be around Main and Broadway on Saturday, be prepared to participate in the Vancouver Mural Festival Mount Pleasant Street Party. Explore Mount Pleasant streets and alleyways for a full day of free, family-friendly activities celebrating public art, culture, and community. Highlights include 3 live music stages presented by Air Mile Stage Pass, 4 family-friendly beer gardens featuring over 25 breweries, plus Treasure and Travels Market Family Art Zone, live and interactive art, skate jam, 4 elements of hip-hop jam, Holden Courage Memorial, Graffiti Jam, Community Painting, and lots of food trucks. public dancing, and more. VancouverMuralFest.ca to find out more about that. You know, speaking of murals, I was in Chemainus last week, which is known for its murals. They have quite a history. Chemainus, of course, is an old logging community on Vancouver Island that started up like in the 1860s or something. Like, it's older than Vancouver. And, you know, it's funny. Anybody that's from anywhere else in the world and hears us talking about our 150-year-old history is it's facepalm time. Like, what? 150 years old? I've got socks that old. Anyway, Chemainus, they've got all these beautiful murals. So when the mill closed in the early 80s, they commissioned a bunch of public art. They got some artists to paint historical murals on the sides of buildings throughout the town. And now there's like 25 or 30 of the murals, and you can do guided tours. We did a tour of the town of Chemainus on a horse-drawn wagon. And Kelly, a local resident who's been doing the tours for about 20 years, told us all about the murals themselves, but also about the town and about the horses. We learned a lot about these two Clydesdales, that one of whom is an old veteran, and she was kind of guiding the rookie colt around as well. It was great fun. So if you ever find yourself on the island, go to Chemainus and take the 45-minute horse-drawn wagon tour and tell Kelly that Dave Radio from CITR sent you. She'll have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll enjoy it. Well, let's hear some more music from Punkoover, Volume 3. This is Dead End Drive-In. There you go. That's Dead End Drive-In from Punkoover, Volume 3. Yeah, he's already done three of them. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's talk about some indoor stuff now. Lots of theater events going on this weekend. Of course, Bard on the Beach is still going strong. All's Well That Ends Well is ending well. I think they closed this weekend. And then Coriolanus will be starting up soon. Plus, they've also got Shakespeare in Love and Taming of the Shrew. So it's all going on down here on Vanier Park. And Bard on the Beach, you know, it's becoming popular and it can be a bit pricey, but they do have half price tickets for students. And I think it's the age limit is 22. So anyone 22 or younger can get half price tickets at Bard on the Beach. So that's definitely a valuable thing to check out. Also, our dear friends at Ensemble Theatre Company are still going strong with their festival. And that goes until for another week now, until the 17th. At Jericho Arts Center. Plays include The Drawer Boy by Michael Healy, Born Yesterday by Garson Kanin, and Superior Donuts by Tracy Letts. So all three shows going on at the Jericho Arts Center, and you can go to ensembletheatrecompany.ca to get the deets on that kind of stuff. There's also at Pacific Theater, a group that was nominated for a Jesse Award. They're called Affair of Honor, and they are a fight and movement-based theater and performance company focusing on continuous training in the art of performance combat, ensemble building, and multiple media of physical theater. They were committed to creating visually stunning fight and movement-based productions, as well as providing a platform for emerging artists, showcasing diversity, and cultivating stories with strong female leads. And they are right now on stage at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, a play called Playthings. A little rundown of Playthings. At the mercy of the ancient gods of war, two damned souls are trapped in eternal conflict through reincarnations that span centuries. With nothing but hate to drive them, they struggle to break their fates and end the cycle of war and bad blood. Sounds pretty powerful, actually. I think it would be quite exciting. Tickets are pretty easy. They're $15 online, $20 at the door. There's two shows left, one tonight and one tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. And once again, you can go to the Facebook page for Playthings to find out more about that. As I share it on the old Dave Radio thing, there we go. And then also up at the Little Mountain Comedy Company at 26th and Main. They have their own improv school, and they do their grad school improv, which is the graduates of the improv school get to put on their own shows. And this weekend, it's called Improvised TV Show Pilot. Everyone sort of understands, you know, every great show starts with a pilot. And the pilot is one that sort of introduces the cast, gives you a sense of where they are, where they're coming from, and what they want. And lots of the word I'm thinking of when they tell the whole story. Exposition, that's the word. Lots of exposition goes on in a pilot. So that's the concept. And what they do is for the grad school improv, they take suggestions from the audience for a genre for the show and what kind of workplace or period piece or what kind of setting they want, what the characters are like, and then they build their own TV pilot right in front of your eyes. So that's going on at the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main. Doors open at 7:30, shows at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10 at the door and $8 online plus service fees. But beer and cider is only $4. So, you know, that's worth it right there. You save money on beer, you can afford the service price. Anyway, like I said, it's the Little Mountain Studio at 26th and Main tonight at 8 o'clock. There you go. Let's see now. What else is going on? There's that. There's that. Oh, yeah. And last week we had our dear friend Rebecca Walters in to talk about her production of Our Town. Rebecca is directing Thornton Wilder's Our Town at Peninsula Productions, which is on North Bluff Road in White Rock. They're opening this weekend and running for a couple of weeks. And Michelle Morris, who is also a dear friend of the show and has been on this show a few times, is playing the stage manager, which is the sort of the central character, the storyteller, the narrator of Our Town. So that's going on in White Rock, Wednesday to Sunday, 8 p.m. shows with Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2:30. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to peninsulaproductions.org, or you can check out their Facebook page as well. And while I'm doing that, let's hear some more music. This is a band, another band from the Punkoover compilation album. Russian Tim of Rocket from Russia, CITR's own Russian Tim, throwing together another. This is volume 3 of the Punkoover compilation, and these are the Stranded Hikers.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC a cappella can sing on harmony in queue. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC a cappella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aka Amazing end-of-term concerts.
My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
One more thing. There's a group called Promethean Theater. They are a local nonprofit theater company that is, they work in collaboration with artists with disabilities and those without disabilities. And they've been around for a while. They've got a new production of John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, which is the story of George and Lenny, two displaced migrant ranch workers in the 1930s, moving in throughout California in search of jobs. That production is coming up. It's happening right now, actually, at the Stage Door Theater, which is at 3102 Main Street. It's around 16th and Main. They are running from now until the 24th of August, opening night tonight. And they've got matinees on tomorrow as well, Saturday at 3 o'clock, and Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and other times and things as well. We've got that on the Dave Radio Facebook as well. So it's Promethean Theater of Mice and Men at the Stage Door Theater, 3102 Main Street. And you can get tickets at Brown Paper. You can go to their Indiegogo campaign to find out more as well. So, you want to check that one out. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. It's our weekly look at auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that productions announced here should be open to artists of all, cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go out and read it for everything. Started with a workshop. This is called Collaborative Leadership. It's being hosted by Kevin Bennett and Allison Matthews. It's a masterclass in an experiment of multidisciplinary approaches to leadership within the rehearsal room. Through explorations and scenes from classical texts, they offer tools for actors to embody text and investigate how a director and coach receive each other's works to recap the greatest benefits of the rehearsal hall. It's a lot of words, but it looks really interesting. It's for directors, coaches, actors, anyone interested in varying techniques when working with classical texts. So you can Find out more by sending an email to Seamus Ferris. He is putting it up, and that's Farah, F-E-R-A, at live.ca. The workshop itself is happening on August 22nd at the Arts Club Rehearsal Hall on Granville Island, and the deadline for registration is August 15th. It costs $30, but if you're an Equity member, you get $5 off. And once again, that's the Collaborative Leadership Workshop with Kevin Bennett and Allison Matthews. We got some pantos coming up. It's just that season, you know. The fringe shows are starting, and the panto auditions are coming up as well. The Metro Theater auditions are happening this weekend for Alice in Wonderland, written and directed by Eric Gow and Chris Adams, and that's going to be happening in December. Auditions for kids will be on Sunday from 1 to 2. For adults, that's also happening today tomorrow and Sunday as well. There's still time to get in on it. Send your headshot and resume to Chris at metropanto@gmail.com. Our good friend Adam Henderson is directing Arthur Miller's The Price. This is going to be a United Players production at the Jericho Arts Center in November. The auditions are happening tomorrow at the Jericho Arts Center. They ask that you take a look at the script, which is available at the United Players website, unitedplayers.com, and just click on the audition button. You can get a look at the script, at the sides anyway. The story is about a New York cop and his estranged rich surgeon brother who meet for the first time in 18 years in a brownstone attic to sell off their parents' furniture. And it's Arthur Miller, so you can guess where it goes from there. There are roles for three men, ages late 40s to early 50s, and one character in his 80s, and then one woman in her 40s. To book an audition time, you can submit your resume and headshot to Fran Burnside, and she's the producer, and her email is franjohnb, F-R-A-N-J-O-H-N-B, at yahoo.com. Here's a co-production between the Frank Theatre Company and ZZ Theatre. This is called Transcripts Part 1, The Women, by Paul Lucas. It's going to be directed by Faye Ness and Cameron McKenzie. The production itself is going to be up in March of next year at the Fire Hall. And they are doing their auditions now, looking for a 40-plus transgender actor. And this is... I'll just read you the posting, because they're being very... very open, inviting, diverse, maybe that's not quite the right word. But anyway, they're looking for a trans spectrum actor to play the character of Sandra. Trans spectrum applicants of all accents, body shapes, ancestries, colors, and or inclusive, that was the word I was looking for, and or levels of experience are strongly encouraged to apply. Send them a headshot. It could be just be a selfie, anything that's got your face on it. Any list of performances you've ever done. So it doesn't have to be like an official acting resume, just any, if you've done any kind of performance work at all. There is a one sentence, they're looking for a one sentence statement that clearly identifies yourself as someone on the trans spectrum. A confirmation that you can make the location and dates. Of course, that's important. And a video of the audition with the sides. You can get the sides at thefranktheater.com at the casting call. And find the lines that you want and record your audition and send it off to Faye at you need to send it to Faye, but the primary person to receive them is Anais West, who is the associate producer of the play. So her email is Anais, A-N-A-I-S, at thefranktheater.com. And you can also CC it to Faye at thefranktheater.com. If you have any questions, you can also send an email to Anais at anais@thefranktheater.com. And just go to thefranktheater.com and find out more. It's called Transcripts Part 1, The Women. So if you or anyone you know might be interested in being involved in this play, please encourage them to look for it. And if you don't have any experience with any videoing or recording or stuff, Amy Fox at Trembling Void will help you out with that as well. So very inviting, very inclusive, and looks like a really interesting show. So definitely anyone you know that could fit that profile, let them know about it and get on board. Next one up is a play called 20-something by Megs Kaleha, and that's going to be happening in October at the Go Studios, which are at 3rd and Main. The audition for this is on August 14th, and the submission deadline is noon on Monday. This is a vignette play in 5 one acts. The piece centers around 4 relationships: best friends, brothers, fiancés, and first loves. The dramatic New Works offers an unapologetic look at the truth behind what we do for love, why we hurt those closest to us in the name of love, and what it means to sit in second chances. So send your headshot resume, and if you have a reel, you can send that along as well to 20-something play, and 20 is in letters, 20-somethingplay @gmail.com. City Opera Vancouver is doing City Opera Vancouver is, no, that's from something else. I forgot to re-raise it. Never mind. It's From the Tree Productions are doing Caribou Magi by Lucia Frangioni. That's going to be happening at the Havana in December. The auditions are on the 15th, and they're casting for the role specifically of Joe Mackey, a male, early 20s, undetermined mixed ethnicity. They're looking for an actor of either Indigenous or mixed Asian European descent, welcoming submissions from actors of any gender identity. And if you have an ability with language or a musical instrument, that would be helpful as well. Send your headshot and resume to shelby.dumoulin, D-U-M-O-U-L-I-N, @gmail.com. And make sure you put in your submission if you play an instrument or speak different languages. Cookies and Cream Collective doing Consensual by Evan Placey. That's happening in March of next year at Performance Works. The auditions are the 16th and 18th at Green Thumbs Rehearsal Hall at Kingsway and Joyce. And submit your headshot and resume along with the roles you want to be considered for to cookiesandcreamcollective @gmail.com. Naked Stage Reader Theater, a group in Newton, is preparing for 2 staged readings for the fall. One is called The Ghost in the Meadow by Joyce Simonelli. That's going to be on stage in November. And A Christmas Carol, an adaptation of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol by Christopher Sciarro. That's going to be up in December, also at the Newton Cultural Center. Auditions for both shows are taking place on the 17th and 21st of August. And as a Reader's Theater company, they require actors that can portray diverse characters who can you'll be performing on stools with scripts on music stands, and a pleasant singing voice is an asset but not required. If you want to find out more, you can send an email to Colleen at ColleenSWRPC@gmail.com. White Rock Players doing How the Other Half Loves by Alan Akeborn. That's going to be in February in White Rock, and the auditions for that are August 18th and 19th on Johnson Road in White Rock. WhiteRockPlayers.ca for more information on that. And we'll finish off with the Opening Night Theater Society, Art of Murder by Joe DiPietro. That is happening in Mission in October. The audition dates are August 18th and 20th at the Opening Night Theater in Mission. And they're also looking for anyone who wants to do crew work. So if you have any experience backstage or want to learn how to have experience backstage, they would love to hear from you as well. OpeningNightTheater.com for more stuff on that. So if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com, or you can go to the Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email it to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Just send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook and find us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. Now, if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, we have a podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. So stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock, and our own BC Entertainment Walk of Fame star, Nardwar, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Uncomfortable or unsafe walking around campus at night? There's an AMS service dedicated to helping anyone trying to get across campus alone at night. We're SafeWalk and we have your back. Call us at 604-822-5355 to request a transfer or check out our website at ams.ubc.ca/safewalk for more information on hours and policies.
Bard on the Beach Shakespeare Festival's 30th season is running now until September 21st. It's housed in two modern theater tents and situated on the spectacular waterfront setting of Vancouver's Vanier Park. On the BMO main stage is Taming of the Shrew, a hilarious runaway hit inspired by Bard's 2007 Wild West production. This plays in repertory with the Elizabethan-era romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love. On the Howard Family stage, there are two new innovative productions, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, set in India in the 1940s, and Coriolanus, a no-holds-barred political tragedy filled with resonance for our time. For tickets and information, visit bardonthebeach.org.
Yeah. UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.